flag energy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC.
Overnight tonight, we do have cloudy skies. And for our Tuesday, a chilly day, although our temperature is going to be around 25 degrees. The wind chill is going to make it feel like 5 degrees. Snow is likely Tuesday on the overnight into our Wednesday morning. Wednesday throughout the day, we expect up to 7 inches of snow and a 50% chance of snow Wednesday on the overnight. Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me on the phone right now, I've got Matt Schultz. He's with LendingTree. He's the chief credit analyst there with LendingTree. And Matt, we turned the calendar from 24 to 25, and there's a lot of interesting things to talk about there. But first of all, thanks for being with us here on KIIC today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. With the resolutions that come into play, there's so many different things that people think about in terms of losing weight or becoming more active exercise-wise, but also coming into play is financials. People look at financials and say, oh my gosh, I need to take care of this, that, or the other. Talk a little bit about what people should, in reality, be thinking about when it comes time to financing.
Yeah, no, it's there's no question that a lot of people at the first of the year are looking for ways to make themselves better, make their lives better, and a lot of people are figuring out whether they want to focus on losing debt or losing weight or, you know, a hundred other things. But we looked at our survey at LendingTree. We found that people were more likely to say that they were going to focus on losing debt this year rather than losing weight. And I mean, both of them are certainly noble goals, no question about it. But it certainly makes sense that people would have debt on their mind, given that the debt's as high as it's ever been, and interest rates are near record highs and probably aren't going to be falling anytime terribly soon.
Yes, indeed. That's very important information. I'm talking with Matt Schultz. He's with LendingTree. He's the chief credit analyst there at LendingTree. And we're talking about those New Year's resolutions, talking about losing the debt that they have. And the crazy thing about it, Matt, they probably got into this position by quote-unquote overspending, and sometimes it happens during the holiday season. Do you see a huge bump in terms of the credit rising during the holidays?
Yeah, Americans are really kind of predictable as far as debt goes generally. In the first quarter of the year, and first part of the year, we generally see people paying off their holiday debts or trying to, and taking advantage of, you know, early tax refunds and that kind of thing. And then for the rest of the year, debt just rises, and then it kind of peaks in the fourth quarter in the holiday shopping season when everybody's doing what they can. And then when the calendar turns, the cycle just starts over again. So the good news is that right now a lot of people are focusing on knocking down that debt that they accrued at the end of last year. But the unfortunate fact is that for most people, debt is going to climb later on in the year after kind of coming down a little bit in the early part.
Yeah, you touched on the interest rates just a skosh, and in reality, interest rates on credit cards are very, very, very high. In reality, yes. When you pay the minimum amounts, you really aren't helping yourself out a whole lot because of those high interest rates. Talk about that constant strain on the budget because of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not news to any of your listeners that most people are on tight budgets, living paycheck to paycheck, don't have a ton of financial wiggle room, just trying to put some savings away and you know, afford a date night every once in a while. But if you are only making minimum payments on your credit card, what you're doing is you're dooming yourself to credit card debt for a really long time. And that's the last thing anybody needs. And obviously putting more money towards any kind of debt can be easier said than done. But in a lot of cases, there people may have some money that could be put towards debt if they reprioritized some things or tweaked their budget a little bit and made some difficult choices.
I'm talking with Matt Schultz, LendingTree Chief Credit Analyst. It's interesting that you talk about that debt, trying to pay that down. But my goodness, in reality, it comes down to discipline. Wouldn't you suspect because of the fact that the credit card has allowed people to spend without having any repercussions for an entire month, and then all of a sudden the bill comes and they've got to make a big choice right then and there. So discipline-wise, people need to reassess their ability in terms of making that choice of putting it on a credit card.
Discipline definitely matters. I mean, I'm a guy who had $10,000 in credit card debt in my 20s just because of, like, a parade of bad choices. But discipline certainly does matter, but it's also important to understand that some people have debt because of issues that are out of their control, whether it's job loss, medical issues, or any number of things. So there's never just any one particular reason why debt is rising. But there's no question that taking the time to get out of it and really doing the work to knock down that debt and to stay out of it requires some real discipline. Sometimes it requires some luck too, but definitely discipline is an important thing.
In life, there's so many things that talk about numbers, and some of these numbers are really incredible. For example, from your company, LendingTree, 44% of Americans say the top priority for the new year is reducing debt. But in fact, 84 agree that slashing their debt would be making life so much less stressful. We kind of talked about that, but let's reiterate back to that.
Yeah, anybody who's ever had debt knows that it kind of consumes your life, and it's hard on your financial health, it's hard on your mental health, and it can be hard on your physical health as well, and it just makes your life more stressful and harder, and so given that, I wasn't really surprised to see more people focusing on reducing debt than losing weight, although obviously both of those are certainly noble, worthwhile goals.
Well, that was another item that is also on the website there. Almost one in three consumers say their top priority for 2025 is to lose weight. And among those prioritizing that weight loss, 33% said that they would pay for weight loss drugs like Ozempic, even if it puts them into more debt. So sometimes people are chasing their tails. Again, it goes back to those priorities.
Yeah, and I am somebody who actually believes that there can be good debt, and that good debt is debt that gives you a return on investment. And usually we think of that as a financial return, but it's not necessarily just that. So I think you could certainly make the argument that taking on a little bit of debt in the pursuit of significant weight loss through things like Ozempic and Mounjaro and others, or even, you know, a fancy gym membership, could be considered good debt. I mean, it's like anything. It needs to be done in moderation. You can't go too crazy with it or do it too often, but taking on a little bit of debt in the pursuit of a higher goal to make yourself better, make yourself feel better, put yourself in a better place isn't always a bad thing.
I'm talking with Matt Schultz. He's with LendingTree. He's the chief credit analyst, and he is talking about reducing debt and doing it the right way. You mentioned the fact that in your 20s you had a large amount of debt. Talk about the generations in terms of baby boomers versus the Gen Z, the Gen X. What's the line of thought there in terms of how those generational people are handling debt?
Well, I mean, as you age, you know, your ability to handle debt and your needs change for sure. I mean, what we're seeing now is that Gen Xers and millennials are the ones that are kind of deepest in debt because they are in various stages of that portion of life where you're raising kids, you're buying a house, you're buying a car, you're buying that car to shuffle your kids to soccer practice and choir recitals, but you also may be taking care of your elderly parent, and it's just a really, really expensive time, while you may also still be paying down your student loans. So those folks in those generations are struggling. But with boomers, it's a little different animal because they're adjusting from, at least the oldest boomers are adjusting to retirement and fixed income and managing their health issues that they may have. So that's a whole other thing. And then you look at Gen Z, which is just everybody's getting started and figuring things out and managing life with smaller income, lower credit scores, and dealing with student loan debt and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, every age group has their own unique set of challenges, and really one of the best things that you can do, whatever aspect of life you're in, is to knock down high interest debt. Like credit cards to kind of free you up to be able to put money towards your bigger goals in life, whatever those happen to be.
I looked at some of the information here from LendingTree, and of course they're great with numbers, as they should be, but some of the items in terms of causing them to increase your debt back in 2024, they indicated was inflation. And inflation has come down a little bit. And I'm sure the folks there at LendingTree has done some prognostication to look into 2025. Have they made a statement about how inflation is going to be looked at for this coming year by chance?
It's so difficult to know. It's difficult any year, but especially any time that you have a new presidential administration starting. There's so many X factors that go into things that anybody who says that they have a really good feel on what inflation is going to look like a year from now is probably just not right. So I think the best thing that people can do probably is to assume that high prices are going to stick around and prepare themselves accordingly. Because, I mean, it's generally always better to prepare for the worst. And if you're pleasantly surprised later on, great. But you'll be protected in case things don't necessarily go swimmingly in the short term.
I like the way you think. I'm chatting with Matt Schultz. He's with LendingTree, the chief credit analyst there at LendingTree. And the great thing, Matt, people need to realize that there is a way to get your head above water. You know, it takes some baby steps to get to bigger step and then running to get out of debt. But talk about that. Talk about a person's mental state in terms of facing this uphill climb of getting out of debt.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I've been there, and I know that it just consumes your life. And the important thing, there's the old saying of the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
Right.
The second best time is today.
Right.
And that's really kind of what it's about with debt, too. I mean, don't overthink too much how you're going to go about doing it. just start by putting that first foot forward and keeping on going, and then you can kind of figure it out as you go to a degree. And one thing that I always like to add to is that the more people you can kind of let into your efforts, the more, and the more kind of a cheering section and supporter group you can have when you're trying these things, it just makes all the difference in the world. Because it's hard enough to do this alone. If you can have people who have your back and are cheering for you and supporting you and who understand that you don't want them to say, hey, let's go out to this fancy restaurant or let's take this trip or something like that, because it doesn't serve your purposes when it comes to knocking down debt, that sort of stuff really matters. And it can be difficult for people to kind of be vulnerable in that way and share what they're going through and what they're trying to accomplish, but it can make such a difference.
I'm talking with Matt Schultz. He's with LendingTree, and he is the chief credit analyst there. And one thing that people could do possibly is to actually shop credit cards. You can shop for credit cards and get a low balance card. There is those out there, right? Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. At sites like LendingTree and plenty of other places, you can compare all sorts of different credit cards that are out there of different types depending on what your credit score is and what your various needs are. But one of the best things that you can get is what's called a 0% balance transfer credit card. And these things are designed to where you move debt from another credit card or even maybe another type of loan onto that credit card, and you basically don't accrue any interest for whatever the period is with the card. It's usually 12 or 15 months, but it can be longer or shorter than that. And the idea of not accruing interest on a balance for a year or more is a really, really big deal. It can literally change your financial life. These cards, you're generally going to need pretty good credit to be able to get one, but if you can get one, they can be enormously impactful when you consider that, you know, the average interest rate for somebody carrying debt is in the ballpark of 23-24%. And to be able to not pay anything in interest for a year or more is just a really, really big deal.
Yeah, so many times in agriculture, they talk about the principal's not going to kill you. It's going to be the interest that you can. So if the lower you can get that interest, the much better off you're going to be in the long run.
Amen to that.
Okay. I've been talking with Matt Schultz today. He's with LendingTree, the chief credit analyst. And Matt, I really, really appreciate the time you've taken to be with us here on KIIC today.
I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
And just a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to this podcast all over again. All you got to do is go to our website, www.KIICradio.com, select the Listen Live tab up there at the top, and on the right side you'll see this podcast and all the other Just Start Talking episodes, and you can listen to them all over again or just a little bit of it.
It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so much to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing? Guess I'm doing sleep, and I cry all night till dawn. What I'm trying to say is I love you, and I miss you, and I'm so sorry that I did you wrong. Look up, darling, let me kiss you. Just for old time's sake, let me hold you in my arms one more time. Thank you, darling. May God bless you, and may each step you take bring you closer to the goodbye, darling. Gotta go now. Gotta try to find a way to lose his memory of a love so warm and true. And if you should ever find it in your heart to forgive me, come back, darling. I'll be waiting.
Thank you. This, yeah, it's not a crush on your girlfriend, ladies. It's not that. Nothing to do with any of that.
Take me on a one-way flight in your loving arms, and everything's gonna be all right. You're the one who took my hand when no one else could understand. You're the one who moves me like nobody else can. Take me down.
On the Cyclone Sports Network, from Learfield, welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, powered by Chevron Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, who proudly supports the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Now, live, here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, fueled by Chevron. Fueling your game for a lower carbon tomorrow makes you a winner today. Glad you could join us this week. We're recording the show earlier in the day because the Cyclone basketball team will be off and traveling. So TJ Otzelberger, our guest here in the opening segment of the program. We're going to also visit with the Cyclone assistant coach, and then we're going to have Coach Fenley come along a little bit later on in the show. But TJ, coming off a really good win against TCU, it's just fun to see everything clicking, and offensively and defensively, really good performance for you guys.
Yeah, there was progress on both sides for us. I think it was far from our masterpiece, yet at the same time, I felt like offensively our intent to make the right play, get great shots for each other was there. We'd love to have a little bit more ball toughness at times, but when you turn the ball over and your intention is to make a play for a teammate, that's a lot more palatable than when you turn it over because we're over dribbling or we're standing around, that sort of thing. And then defensively, I thought overall we did a great job keeping the ball out of the paint, which is going to be important for us moving forward. TCU's a team that plays very hard, really goes to the offensive glass, and I thought for the most part we neutralized those efforts.
He got another great performance out of Joshua Jefferson, too. I thought really at both ends of the floor. He was going to against the freshman a